Is that really the words to that song? No sleep till Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about not sleeping until you get to Brooklyn.
Oh, that's pretty
Kevin
cute.
Could do it. You cute. Might be able to do it. I'd have to fly. I couldn't drive. It's too far.
You certainly would sleep, though. You're good at that part.
No, I'm great at it.
Trash to Cash Podcast, episode newest. How's it going? I'm ADH Dave. With me, as always, is Carrie, the American Arbitrage, and Kevin, the Common Killing Dogs Picker.
Yes, yes.
Dude, this
since
podcast
1942.
Trash to Cash Podcast, ruining my reputation since 2000.
If it makes you feel any better, we're losing subscribers and less people are watching. So it's all good.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's time to end
it. I don't know what
that means. This is end it.
Yeah, like Seinfeld, just end on a high note, but just do the
worst. Well, it's a low note. If we're going down, we're ending on a low note.
It's not low enough that people have noticed.
We just got to get like lazy on somebody to bump it up for one episode.
Subscribers. I can't look it up on this
computer. Dude, they're all going over to the Pocket Change podcast. The new
original? Oh, the new one.
Pocket Change podcast. I watched a whole episode of Pocket Change.
I did too. They kept talking about it. It really helped.
Yeah, that's the hack. It was good.
They hacked the Dave listening.
You saved enough.
You just talk about me a lot, and I'll just listen to your whole show. No, I listened to a whole clickbait podcast, some locker one. I can't remember the name of it, with some guy and the Beard King and Shane. So I listened to several podcasts this week, actually.
Did you do that while you were waiting for Carrie to show up to this?
No, you also were late.
You were later than
late.
Me.
I was here. I was in backstage, and I'm like, Carrie's not here. I'll go take a nap.
Well, listen, I mean, if you want me to be frank, I had an emergency poop.
There was a district auction that I kind of missed the memo on. I saw last minute that you posted that you were doing a big Sunday thing. So I think I participated
you
quite
did.
Well.
You did. It was nice.
And
was
I added a lot of value. And honestly, I do think things were selling a little better when I was live. Once I stopped being live, it didn't go as well. So,
well, it could have been that. Or it could have been the fact that I was raiding every 10 minutes.
My throat was hurting and I didn't. Yeah. I was live for 2.5 hours. And I was like, I need to take a break before
so
we do the podcast.
So you
if we
contributed.
Doing the podcast, I would have stayed longer.
I contributed and Carrie contributed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you didn't.
I shared it like twice on Instagram this week.
And he has a
prison.
I
didn't know
box.
You were going to go live for 2.5 hours.
Well, how did
you
not
sent
know?
A message.
I invited you and you didn't come.
You
I was
invited
really sad.
Me. You said, I'm going live. And I asked where. And I don't even think you responded. I didn't even know what
I
you
did.
Were doing.
I responded
I
right
you were
away.
Just...
I responded right away. Carrie's like, on whatnot? I said, no. And I sent you a StreamYard link.
You sent me a StreamYard link. But you didn't say what it was to, did you? Let me see.
I did.
It should. You should just say yes. Dave says
Carrie,
you want to go live.
I wasn't even there. I wasn't even home.
You were at the card shop.
Yeah.
Oh, you said I'm on StreamYard covering the dip.
I was quite clear. Yeah, I was quite
clear.
I
didn't look at that message. I wasn't going to be able to do it. I wasn't at the house.
Where were you?
I went to. It was Frank's birthday. We were at Cheesecake Factory,
happy birthday,
and then. And then I celebrated by going to the card shop, but I was.
How
old's
Frank?
Frank is 29.
Nice Iceman hat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Looking fly, bro. They won today against the Swamp Rabbits, which is a big deal.
That's
the number one ranked
house.
Team.
Oh, really?
They beat the number one ranked team
What is that,
today,
like
so.
Greensboro or something?
Yeah, it's South Carolina. Greenville, wherever Dante
Greenville.
I'm a big, big Marco, the guy who got the hat trick, Iacapelli or whatever.
Dude, you got
guy.
Your cards, right? You got your Iceman sports cards.
Yeah,
I gave them to
somewhere.
My daughter. She was very excited.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to just cherish my cards forever.
We're separated, guys. Last time we were together. Since then, we surprised Kevin with a beautiful song for Dawn. What did you think, Kevin? Kevin had not pre-screened that.
He didn't even know it was happening.
I hate to give too much credit, but it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Dude,
was
how many times did you watch it?
I laughed out loud twice in three minutes.
And one of them, let me see. Wait, don't tell me because I want to
guess.
You
know,
one of them was the T-Rex hands with the spinning baby.
Yep.
The
other one is
T-Rex
even
T-Rex hands.
The other
that's
one.
So good.
It's true because when I look at Carrie, I've never said it out loud, but it's very true.
He looks like an adult baby with T-Rex hands.
Little
hands.
Misproportioned adult man. Thank
yeah.
you.
It's I don't know, like,
true.
I
feel
think
like you've made
moments.
Me feel that way without saying it, so
he
now I've put it in.
He makes it worse than it is by wearing the ridiculously long shorts. You got like, these little legs, and then the
it's
long
true.
Shorts
I'm trying,
go down to here.
I'm trying
like,
to get shorter shorts. I'm trying to get with the times, man. but I just
well, I think it's not the other part you laughed at, but I just can't get plain potato butter on the side.
That's
out of
literally
my head.
What I
I'm
do.
I'm just singing that all week. Eat all the bread. Take a little extra.
I feel guilty about butter and sour cream, so I put it on the site.
People don't even know. There's only like 2,000 people watch that, so you got to go watch.
Go back and watch the motivational. And I think I'll probably release the other ones. There's a lot that we did at the end of episodes that
like
I want to
like
at least the songs. I want to put them out.
And
at least
were these for
merch.
People
everyone
that are paying you for being a
Dawn's
a
$33 a month member of Patreon?
That it was worth $33.
I think so too. Yeah. Same with Paul's merch. I mean, I think
we were
more than that.
Yeah, we were thinking about it for a while. We just didn't have any inspiration. We're very creative people.
I had a moment. I want to take credit because I deserve it.
We haven't even got to the other part that I liked.
Yeah, what was the second part that made you laugh?
The buttons. The buttons.
Oh, well, the buttons. I couldn't laugh at that because I already had laughed at him for a week before I did that.
I lean into all my...
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Carrie... I can't even. It's just so typical. It's so funny. Like, he gets his clothes laid out by Dawn. And,
I know, but
she
doesn't button them.
And does everything.
So, I love the people who are legitimately mad at Dawn for being such an enabler. Because honestly, she is. That is the right word for Dawn. She's enabling Carrie at this point. I want to take a little credit because I think I was inspired by Toby. What was his name?
Tim McGraw
and Nelly or Neo. Yeah, who was the other guy
singing with him?
Me and Carrie, we kept saying we need to do a song. We need a song. We could not figure out what to do, so it just wasn't going to happen. And then that song came on. What's that song called, Carrie?
All in my head.
There's like whispering
over and over
sexy.
Again. Yeah.
And I was like, this is what you need to do for Dawn. And then Carrie, of course, made it magic, as he always does with his tiny baby T-Rex hands.
Yeah, no, I love that, though, because we can just have, I don't know, you have Epidemic Sound and then have AI make the words, and then I can just ad-lib off those words. So I don't
the
have
best
to come
moment
up with everything.
Got cut out, Kevin. The best moment got cut out because
we couldn't
here's
hear
what
it.
Happened. Here's what happened is like, Carrie gets up. You see it at the end. Like, I turned it all black and white, and he gets up, and I go to sit down, and I kind of bump the mic. Mm-hmm. But before I bump the mic, Carrie's like, Dawn, did you like it? And she's like, someone's getting there tonight.
Oh my gosh. You gotta cut that out of this one.
I thought what? She just meant like lollipop
no,
or something.
No,
it wasn't sexual.
Get your mind out of
it.
Gosh,
it
the swinger is upset with the bleached
sexual,
out. Yeah, not in a sexual way. It wasn't in a sexual way.
She was talking about, you know, just we would frozen
some
ice pops.
It was just Dawn telling a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was Dawn telling a joke in aggressive nature, but I hit the microphone right at that moment and it ruined the whole thing. So it's probably good though, because it took it from like PG to R real fast.
Real fast.
So
you wanted to leave it in too.
Well,
it didn't work out. But listen, everyone, the whole entire industry is in uproar because we forgot to mention the wealthy as a Kevin tier member.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Dollar Bills.
They're very upset.
Was,
dollar
yeah,
Bills.
There.
Twice.
Dollar Bills, y'all.
Dollar Bills, y'all. Brian Sampor, Beal.
I buy
Beals,
shite.
Dollar Bills. I don't even think
he gave
he's
us
on
$50 for that.
He did
song.
Give a $50 super chat for Carrie's song.
That so. was worth it, right there.
You guys are more than welcome to leave super comments.
You know,
you
see all these other YouTubers doing this kind of stuff, just kind of outside the niche, kind of funky stuff inside the niche, and Carrie just does it one time, and it's YouTube, it's gold. I got to give you credit. It's way
so anyways,
better.
Thank
it's
you, good. Craig McLaughlin. Thank you, Biggs Collectibles, Alexandria Pickers, Jake Ryder. CJ Benz Fines, Flipper Jay Skipper, Wright. Lady Arbitrage, No Nose Pickers, Brian Sampor Beal, fifth time, Harry Tornado, Superhero Headquarters, Vintage Sports Slips,
yep,
Paul, whose merch?
Paul's merch.
Paul'sMerch.com.
I want to do it a little more professionally.
Yeah, true. New Jersey Picker, Race Heck Resell, Logan Murky, and Side Hustle Preacher. Shockingly absent is B-Butt. Buttery B-Butt. I can't say his name anymore, but I wish
I
could.
We can't say it. We're going to say something's buttery, and it's a B, and it's a butt. Yeah, and he's just kind of left. He's just kind of AWOL.
He's
period.
Left the space. He's left the. He's gone the way of RVA flips. He's out of.
Wait, he's running a. He's running a GameStop. What is he doing?
I was in alive.
He's selling real estate, like John. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's not. Aren't they cutting the 6% thing for all real estate agents?
Yeah,
I
saw
about?
That. I got.
Dude,
have
all
to read
I know is that Kate Middleton is missing, and I'm very upset.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. She's either
TikTok keeps telling me.
Yeah, I've heard 40 different things. I don't know what's happening.
Kevin doesn't even know. Kevin, do you know who Kate Middleton is?
Yeah, I know who Kate Middleton is. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like Princess Diana's
Princess
friend
of
Wales. I don't know.
Princess of Wales.
Yeah, well, not, well, maybe not anymore. There's, yeah. The suspicion is she's dead.
What?
That's what TikTok keeps telling
us. Or she's left, or she's alive, or that
this
she's
will be
injured.
Old news.
Everywhere
she's allegedly dead. Allegedly, she's completely
I feel like
dead.
We're becoming cancel this podcast doing topical.
Yes. Yeah,
well,
what
TikTok,
about reselling?
TikTok made me
Let's
talk
about
reselling. It. TikTok made
we,
me talk
we're,
about it.
Look, 10 minutes in, we've mentioned reselling for the first
okay.
time.
I did hour-long rant on my Flipper channel yesterday to the viewers. To the viewers, it's yesterday. To you guys, it's tomorrow. But it was like 50 minutes
what?
Of me ranting and raving about someone's comment on my ADHD Dave Flips video. He was accusing me of being basically bad at reselling and saying Kevin agrees with him.
Wait a minute.
And
who said
Kevin
this?
Talks about it all the time.
Who said
Some
this?
Of my comments was talking about how the way I'm doing reselling is all wrong. Right? That was like his whole entire premise. The backbone of his accusations was you agree with him.
Wait, so he,
about how
oh,
bad
really?
I am. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it depends. No, I've given you
I think,
credit
honestly,
many
his
times.
Biggest, his biggest thing was that you always schedule your whatnot auctions way ahead of time and tell people a ton of times so that you can get near eBay values at your auction.
Oh, that's the argument? Right. I thought it would be more like what I hear on my picking
and
channel.
I should have 1,800 to 22 listings on eBay at all time. And that I have
I
less
don't
than
have
1,000
that many.
Is ridiculous.
That's
I know. I'm just telling you
that doesn't
you
even make any sense. That doesn't make any sense because you have other forms of income coming in outside of eBay.
I also have 12,000 followers on Whatnot. Do I really need to announce it to the 7,000 people that watch my Flipper videos to be successful? I don't know.
Well,
about
let
that.
Me say this. I got now you got me going six different directions, and I
Good.
Can't remember
Go.
The first comment I'll that I wanted beverage. To make. For, the first one, I have to write these down. I can't remember stuff like you. So the it's first old. One I wanted to make is that Whatnot doesn't necessarily require. I know we disagree with this, Carrie. Don't laugh. I don't. You don't need 200. You don't need 150 people in your auction. You need 50 people in your auction.
You
need.
You don't
30
need
if it's
50.
The right people.
You could have 60 people in your auction and not sell anything. So there's a lot of nuance.
It's the right people what you're selling, and I think that makes a difference. So I don't think that matters. Now I do schedule them out in advance. It does get more bookmarks in there. I think that's helpful.
But do you think all those bookmarks? Like, do you think? It really makes a huge difference because if you say you're going to do an auction in 3 weeks, I might say, yeah, I want to do it. I might bookmark it, but
I don't think it makes a huge difference. I think it does make a difference. And I do it. And the shows that have more bookmarks get more viewers 90% of the time, but it's not
a huge
deal.
You need to do it more than I do. Cause you're a little boring.
Yeah.
In your auctions?
Yeah, I feel like they bookmark it. And then when your live comes up, they like begrudgingly watch or they don't. Dave
twice?
Comes up, they're excited. They'll veer off the road to watch.
To
Dave's
watch.
Live.
To watch. To watch, but not necessarily buy, you know.
Ooh,
to watch.
Touche.
They need to
prepare
their
watching
bank accounts
Flush
for Kevin's
auction
auction
the other day, and I'm like, I don't want
they gotta
this
start,
stuff.
They got to start maneuvering money around to afford some of Kevin's
Dude, okay,
junk.
So that Plush auction, Kev, that you watched, my total all-in was probably 50
bucks. Oh, I know.
Bucks.
I get it.
I brought in... And that was the one that triggered him. Like, maybe my all-in buy price on that was 100 max. I brought in $1,000. And he's telling me I'm doing reselling wrong and I'm not making max profitability. Like,
no,
those Plush would have sold on eBay, but they would have sat for 6 to 8
months. So I got
this comment.
I got this comment on my picker video the other day. And they're like, I'm so glad you go out and pick things that pickers would pick. I'm so sick of watching Dave that goes out and whatever. I'm like, it's just a different model. I don't understand why people don't understand that there are different ways to make money and just let those people make that money.
I don't
get it.
One of the first times you called me on the phone, dude, like,
here
hey,
we go. This is
I want to learn about TikTok. And I'm like, there's a lot of ways to do social media. And you said verbatim, there's like 100 ways to choke a dog is what you said to me. And it really stuck with me because it's true. There's so many ways to do this. There's so many ways to make money
to
doing
be happy
this.
Happy it's off the swinger thing or to be. I'm almost
we'll
more
go
upset
back if you want. You, we're,
about the
we're
dog
giving
thing.
You choices.
Because it's
Listen,
so
here's
ridiculous.
The thing. Here's the thing.
It is.
I went to yard sales Saturday,
you
yesterday.
You did.
For you and Carrie. I went yesterday, and me and my wife went out. And we were out from like 7 a.m. till around 1.
Ugh,
and
that
we
would
probably
be nice.
we probably hit like 25 sales total, maybe 20, 25 sales. And I'll be honest with you, we bought from maybe five, maybe seven. Five to seven sales. If I was to say, like, Now, some were great scores. I love finding golf clubs with bad grips because people instantly think they're garbage, right, Kevin? You know, you found them. It's like, oh, they're trash. Mm-hmm. They have bad grips. Take the whole entire bag of Titleist and TaylorMade nice clubs for $20. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I listed those that day for $500.
Yeah, a lot of people don't care because they want to put their specific grips on them.
They're going to cut them off and put their own grips. Anyway, so I mean, I already sold two of them for like $80. Mm-hmm. But I found some great scores. I found something I never heard of, a Tramp Art lamp. You probably find this sort of stuff. It's like a lamp made of popsicle sticks from the 70s.
Never heard
of it. Kind of like a clown tramp, like one of those kind of tramps?
No, I was trying to channel my inner Dawn. Okay. And so I'm like, this looks like something Dawn would be like, oh, it's so cute. Like, copied her.
Kitsch 70s stuff can sell well.
And that those sell for like, some of them can sell for like $100-150. So my point is, I found a lot of picker stuff that a picker would pick, like you were saying, Kevin, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff that I'm going to put on eBay and it's going to sit there for 6 months and I'm going to make, you know, $100, you know, $200, like decent money. What I didn't find was a lot of whatnot stuff. So a lot of it comes down to where you're sourcing. Yeah. Like, there wasn't at the flea market. I can go and I can buy a tote of action figures for $50 that I know I can put on whatnot. That might not be super relatable to someone.
Well, if it makes you feel better, that it wasn't just you. They said that you and Harry Tornado buy nothing but junk, and I know that's not true because I've been picking.
It's only Harry Tornado.
Now, I would say yes, right. I would say that Dave does buy things that I would not buy, but it's because I do. I'm doing the Rainforest Cafe plates.
Boring stuff is what I like to call what you find. You find old people boring never stuff.
I bought some with the flea market with Kevin. I bought some like melamine Rainforest Cafe plates, and him and Carrie both kind of stupid.
Still, but, not a good
dude,
choice.
Based on the comps, I listed that for like $40.
Has it sold?
I think they'll sell.
Has it sold?
Well, yeah. I just listed it 2 days ago. Well, so give me a minute.
If it was good, it'd be gone by now.
So with your free shipping, you'll lose like $8.
I don't do free shipping anymore.
What about your
line? I had a dream.
Why didn't you?
I had a dream about free shipping. Mm-hmm. And you saved me because I sold a golf club for $7 free shipping, and it was $8.37 to ship. And you said, "Dave, I'll just buy it from you for $7, cancel the order." I said, "Thank you, Kevin."
I had a dream. I had a dream about us all hanging out, and Tim over the years grabbed a raccoon. He grabbed a raccoon, and I started freaking out because I'm scared of raccoons because of rabies. And then I woke up, and I was so relieved that I don't have to worry about it.
Carrie, I'm trying to find a way to say this, and I think it's important that I say it with 10,000 people listening. Yeah. You
are crazy.
Need therapy.
Oh, I do.
Like, literally need betterhelp.com, sponsored. Right. And I do, too. I have my own issues, but, like, the way – everyone has issues. But the way you approach issues and become, like, just a stationary object who doesn't even move. Like, you just stand in my garage for 4 hours, like, looking lost. That's a waste of time, bro. You need to get that.
Well, you talk about when I was worried about flying home and I was
Days leading up to Carrie flying. You know, have you ever heard of baby brain? Like, a woman's, like, super pregnant and, like, Tina always would be
like,
I
have
baby
an announcement.
Brain.
I have an announcement. So, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I am pregnant.
Gary gets baby brain when he has anxiety, and like that's when his buttons end up wrong, and that's when like I'm just like waiting for him to do like the most simple things, and he doesn't do them because his brain is like so.
See, I think it's twofold. It's not just it's like the anxiety of going home; it's also sleep deprivation for Carrie because he stays up all night, and I stay up all night, and I wake up early. It's like whatever; I get a little tired. But Carrie stayed up all night. Dave was in bed early. You know, we're down in Georgia. And then he's got to get up early. So
that
that was tough.
Thing that day is I had no sleep. So if you're an anxious person with a little bit of OCD and you haven't slept, and there's something that you're nervous about, it makes it worse. I told you, I was better the next day.
We all love Carrie in the Bradbury household. Mm-hmm. But my wife said to me, she's like, he is so talented. If he could get past his anxiety, he could be insanely successful.
That's why we're still here.
That's literally what, because she saw you too, like spinning in circles in the garage. She's like, he will be so successful if he can just overcome these hurdles.
Yeah.
Like, you really are a talented guy. It's the nicest thing I'll ever say.
We entered into this relationship here to abuse each other and to use each other. And Carrie, you've got to get fixed so we can abuse you.
You got to use us better, but you got this anxiety. And I have anxiety, but You, my friend.
And now it's in
squandered talent. You have squandered talent.
We could put it on the flip side. I've accomplished a lot considering.
For someone with as bad of anxiety as you have. Yeah, seriously. That is true.
And there would probably be a great deal of people who wouldn't know this about me if I didn't talk about it.
Yeah, but it's good to talk about it. It's good to be honest.
Yeah, this is my
that's why I named
therapy
my channel
session.
ADH Dave, because people can see what it's like to try to do stuff.
I've thought
ADHD.
About doing like the full on OCD video, issues. But I don't want to be OCD Carrie. I don't want to be the poster child for anything. I just want to try to flip stuff and do my thing. You know?
Yeah. Have you always been OCD Carrie?
It started when I was, honestly, it started when I was on my Mormon mission when I was 18, 19.
See,
it started,
I was extremely...
and then it got worse when my dad died. The health anxiety stuff, to be serious.
Well,
my
but
dad
that's different
died,
than OCD.
It's, yeah,
I mean,
but
it's
it triggered
got, it's,
the health
yeah,
OCD.
You.
But the OCD is part of the anxiety, right?
Yeah, it's
if you're
a part of
touching
it,
something dirty, then you might spiral and be like, oh, I just touched that dude's butt and I don't know when he
But it's honestly, that. It's a lot better than it used to be, but it's just like anything with anxiety, there's triggers, so...
Yeah,
something could
sleeping,
trigger me and then
flying.
Well, I'll just tell you there's hope.
I'm at least going after the things that bother me.
Yeah.
I'm not
when
sitting
I was
around
a kid,
not doing it.
When I was a kid, I was extremely I was one of those, you know, you hear the story, like I would turn the light off 30 times and if it didn't click right, I'd do it again. I mean, it obsessed me when I was a kid, took up a ton of my time. And almost all of that is gone. There's still a few little twitches, but it's almost
all
gone completely.
I think most people have some of it to some degree.
Oh, absolutely. They're making a whole movie about it, Inside Out 2, where anxiety moves into whatever her name's life, Riley's life. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a good movie. I'm excited.
I liked
about
Inside
that.
Out 1 quite a bit. I was surprised.
Yeah, me too.
OCD picker. I can see it.
But, yeah,
in the future.
This isn't strictly reselling talk, but I
with
thought it was interesting
because
I'm sure other people deal with it too. So, yeah, Kevin, can you talk a little bit about all the attacks you've had since me and Carrie sent
you? Oh, my gosh.
Have you
dude,
heard
my
about
email.
Wait, have you been getting attacked
people?
About
oh, my gosh, yes.
I had this conversation with Paige before. So, Paige, if you're listening, when you heart somebody's comment that is that is giving credence to what Dave and or Carrie said, then everybody thinks it's true. You just can't heart it. If you want to let it stand, don't heart it. Because when it got hearted... The email started flowing in. The screenshots started flowing in.
Are you getting emails?
Like, oh,
you're getting emails and you're checking them. You're doing both of these things?
It's not
1998. What are you doing?
By the way, Kevin, pot calling the kettle black. Remember when someone said something negative about me and you pinned it in your video?
Yeah.
What did I say?
It was something about me like being a bad picker and a bad person, and you literally pinned it and
hearted
it.
All right. That's probably
so Paige,
fair
you know.
Enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But no, so Kevin's literally been getting emails. Kevin doesn't actually hate Paige because of his handicap.
Oh, well,
he
thank
hates
you.
Him for
you
other
for
reasons.
Look, yeah. He doesn't hate for the wrong reasons. He hates for other wrong reasons.
But see, this is what you think. You always say, I'm listening to everything. I get the messages from people because they're so upset that somebody said something about me.
Yeah,
and they're like, I got them immediately. I got them. I'm not going to name the people who sent them, but I'm just like,
there's still a handful of people who watch this that think we don't like you. That we are constantly,
so many of them.
Kevin's
who's
the best.
That one
we
guy
love Kevin,
who's just
by the
every
way.
Video comments that we're just a bunch of big bullies. Hmm. But we bully
like
Carrie this
comment.
Episode.
Yeah. Yes,
so
yes, you bully
hey,
Carrie.
No, we have to be like that. We have to be like that. That's how. That's fair. Everybody needs.
You're
to be
looking skinnier. Are you sticking to OMAD?
I have. Yesterday I got hungry and didn't, but today I did OMAD. But I kind of did like extreme OMAD, like way too many calories at the Cheesecake Factory OMAD. So.
Dude, that's because at the Cheesecake Factory, the salad's 4,000 calories.
Yeah, it's so intense, man. I had salmon and I still feel guilty because I had to have cheesecake.
I've fallen off a little bit. I need to get tomorrow. I'm getting back on it. Being in Georgia, I cheated a few times, and so now I'm trying to get back. It's
you're doing
tough,
good,
tough.
Man. Yeah. Like people say that, like you were bossing me around, making me do OMAD. I honestly looked at us hanging out as an opportunity, and I lost like 7
pounds. I wouldn't
have
made him do it.
No, he wouldn't have made me do it. I was like, this will be like I'm really good when I'm around people who are focused because I can latch on to that and mean. But when it's up to me, nothing happens.
That's well, I was doing good before Georgia, and then Georgia happened, and then I was doing good after Georgia, and then I fell off the wagon yesterday. So,
did Heather watch the Dawn song?
She did not.
The Tom song.
You gotta show her.
I know. I need
because
to show
then
her.
She'll be like, "Wow, I wish I had. You know, if I wish Kevin was more like. Yeah, Kevin. I wish he was singing
I wish,
songs.
I think Kevin should do it like a song once. That people would go
that would
crazy.
Be so, oh my gosh!
Like, you don't even have to sing. You just talk over like a country song. And
only if
stuff.
I could
people
storyboard
like
it. See, I can't do it off the cuff like Carrie.
It's got to go off his like t-shirt bands, whatever t-shirt band he's wearing. That's a no t-shirt sleep. Band, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
what's the name of the band?
Beastie Boys.
Now?
Beastie Boys. Dude.
You can do a Beastie Boys one. You can do a Beastie Boys one.
The Beastie Boys.
How do you not know every
song? Do you hear that? Do you hear the California coming out there? The real Commonwealth for a second there? Yeah, bro.
I know you can sell those cassettes for good money. There's one Beastie Boys cassette. That's, I think
the one with the airplane?
I sold the cover art for one for $9 plus shipping. Just the cover art.
Brag much?
Oh gosh. Yeah. So Lincoln Land Picker wants to know, by the way, his mustache is amazing. When are you guys gonna start a reseller podcast?
Is that on this last video?
That's on Patreon.
I like it. Oh, let's resell it. What do you got?
About it.
I'll tell you what, get back to yard sales for a second. Because
okay, yeah, you Brandon
have you
said he
talked
saw
to
you.
Brandon? Yeah, I saw
he said
Brandon.
He saw you at the Ruritan
Club
or something.
What's funny is I was looking in the window at this
and he
place.
Said you spent way too much on a garbage Ghostbusters car.
I didn't buy it.
Oh, he thought you did.
I looked at it and talked about it on the video and said it's too much, especially because the stickers aren't there.
He said it was too much because the stickers. Okay, so he basically said the same thing as you, but he thought you bought it. He's like, I don't know why you bought it. It was in really bad condition and overpriced.
I didn't buy it.
I'll tell him. He'll be proud of you.
Kevin's fans would have bought it, though.
Now, I did spend too much on the Rambo lunchboxes right next to it, but one of them I wanted for
myself. My response to Brandon, Kevin, was he's probably going to sell it to a viewer. Yep. Okay, go on.
No, unlike you, Dave. I don't overspend. Although I did overspend on Rambo lunchboxes. I think two for 30. And if they're in good condition. No.
Do they have the thermoses?
No, they didn't. So if they were in good condition, I know it's high. Why I just said it was too high. But one of them I wanted for my eBay cave in there, for my eventual eBay cave when it's done. And I figured I could get like 30
midlife
for the other one.
Dome.
So I basically get one for free. I know you've done this. You know, you buy two, you sell one.
I
but I don't even think I can get, I think I get like 25 for it. So it was my worst buy. And it's the first buy of the sale. But the reason I did it is because Brandon was there. So thanks for throwing me under the bus. I wanted to make sure I got Brandon in a conversation and on the video, so appreciate it very much, Brandon. Now I'm going to edit that part out.
Well, he didn't say it exactly as mean as I said it, if it makes you feel any better. I definitely twisted it to sound worse.
Well, if I bought it, he would have been right, because the value of that is probably what they're selling it for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was excited, though. He was done yard selling by 9, so there must not have been much out on
Saturday. He left way early. He was. I looked around, which I'm glad I went to that sale, that table first, because the next thing I looked around, he's gone. And they bought a couple cool things that I saw in their hands, and then
they
were
gone.
Vomit
lamp? Do you know?
It was right
lamps?
There. See, he was in front of me, and so he got it. Yeah, vomit. They do all kinds of vomit stuff. I bought some MCM. I'm sure Don has before for bathrooms. Any rate. The clock. There wasn't that much out there, and I'm sure he told you there wasn't that much out there that day. So there was an estate sale, is my guess where they went. I hate those, but I drove around for another 2 hours, and I went to 3 more sales. That's it. There was just nothing. It was brutal. But I decided to hang out at that sale.
That's a vomit lamp, Carrie.
Yep. That's gross, but also cool.
Yeah. It looks like a Jello mold, kind of.
Kind of want to cool. lick I've never it. Seen I kind of want to lick it.
All right, so go on, Kev.
So I stayed at that sale and dug instead, and I found some decent
stuff. You
donned. So, oh, you know
we're
what I found?
Digging, donning.
You know that glowworm that I found and told you about? Yeah. I found another one for a buck. This one was perfect condition. It's probably a $60 glowworm, $60 glowworm.
Yeah, my doctor, he told me I have glowworms.
How do you get those? How do you get that? Anyway,
he showed me a picture from eBay. He's like, literally, it's one of them inside
this
you.
This is inside you.
Dave, I went out on Friday. I went out on Saturday. And I even went out Sunday morning to the flea market, which I never do. And I probably hit combined, 10 sales in 3 days.
You're just That's ready to go. You're right so now. Excited for the season.
But I'm not allowed to complain. I forgot. Somebody didn't like it if I complain. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out that there's not that much around here. I do just fine. But well, Friday sales, are you doing Friday sales lately?
I need to. I wanted to so bad. Like, it was my biggest goal and aspiration was to do Friday sales.
Yep.
But I had this list of stuff that I had to get done as far as listing and editing, because I had to get my flipper video done, all this stuff.
Catching up
and
from all the
It came
stuff.
To Saturday night. I did a live stream. You tuned in, I think, for a little bit. I was shipping my ridiculous. Whatnot stuff, but Tina was at a concert. And so I was trying to get that shipped, and then I had 28 eBay orders to ship, and by the time I was done, it was like 11:30. I was like, I got to go to bed. I can't yard sale. So I had to wake up early and pack the 28 orders before the mailman.
Carrie, they got to have a lot of Friday sales out of your way. They got to.
I didn't even check this week. Yeah, yes. True. I didn't even check. Because I've got a ton of footage, and I've done well. I've edited a bit of it already, and I've been putting it out. It's been
I know. I've been watching it. I even commented on one. I don't know if you saw that, but I did. That was a good one. I went to a sale in Roanoke on Friday, so I drove 50 minutes to get to a sale. That's all there is. And there's actually one in my town on a Friday, which never happens. And then I accidentally hit one on the way back, the 50-minute drive. And so I went to three sales Friday, and I did better. What is this?
I love that you do so many hand gestures, and you have that thing enabled. That's great.
Really? I do that? No, Dave.
Don't do that, but it's just seeing hand gestures, and it's doing it, right? Dave, you know what that is.
I wasn't looking at crap. I'm in la la land.
Dave, he has like a program where like when he does gestures, like a thumbs up pop up.
Whatever. So
when he does thumbs up, it doesn't work, though. It's weird.
The Saturday sales were packed, and there was nothing there, and there was hardly any sales. Get that out of here. And then there was...
No, that's what all the podcasts are doing, Kevin. We're just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
They're asking for money down there. I'm waiting for
Dave. Oh, ask for money. Just ask for
money. Join the Patreon. Here we go. I'm waiting for it.
Allegedly.
Super chat for money.
No, they could super comment. Super comment.
Mm-hmm. We're behind.
Enable my laziness by commenting with money. See, Dave never does one of his. It's always me and poor sweet old Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Except
that
for
is true.
My statement's not true, and Carrie's is true.
Is it though? That's what somebody who doesn't want you to think they swing says. For the record.
Oh my gosh! My point, if I can ever make it, Dave, is that all these podcast people listening are like, they have no idea what we're talking.
I'm showing tickers at the bottom. That's just all truth.
Just making fun and making him look better than he is.
But getting to my point for the fifth time, Friday sales are.
I didn't listen to the first.
There's people. There's no people out there. It's like I went to these sales and there was like I went to a church sale on Friday and there's like 40 people. And then I went to the one here in town on Saturday, and there's hundreds of people. Brandon and them, they were way in front of me. I was there 15 minutes early, and they were way in front.
Brandon has to work.
Not on Saturday.
It's a real job.
Yeah, but I'm saying on Saturday, they were at the front of the line. And so hopefully they found better stuff than me. I did all right in there, though. I was pretty happy with it. Pretty happy.
Dude, I listed those car parts from the highway sale, like $700 worth of car parts.
Nice.
That I paid $30 for.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
You're a terrible picker, Dave. You don't know what you're doing. You should do what
I already sold $200 worth of the CB radios, which I think my buy price was $225, right? Carry some almost.
How about, and he's spent $400 on bears and he's made almost $200 back. So.
No, the bears, I sold another $50 bear and I sold that expensive Build-A-Bear. So on the actual big bear buy, I'm in the profit now. They're taking. Forever.
That was only it's only been like 5 weeks. That's actually good, Dave.
Yeah, I'm in the profit.
You're welcome.
So everything
you're welcome.
Sells is profit on the artisanal.
You still have still have the one that you refuse to display correctly.
Dude, I've got him upside down and like just getting destroyed. He's like my most hated bear. I'm thinking about lighting him on fire
that
and
would
just
be
posting
funny.
A picture of him burning on eBay.
Yeah. Good. He would love
very
that.
Good. Very good.
No, I mean, listen, I think that people just jump to
conclusions. Dude, they're different models, and I don't understand. I get that it doesn't appeal to everybody, right? You know, I get that. But you're going to have a different audience, too.
Not everyone's willing to spend 3 years growing it.
Yeah.
They're just not. You know, and it's like they can't really come to it from a place where they haven't grown it. They don't see how they could grow it. They don't want to grow it. I do think it's still worth growing an audience in a live auction platform like Dibdit or whatnot, one or the other, or both. Ideally, just do both. But like, I just think to have that option whenever. Where, and that, a lot of my 50-minute video. But Kevin,
you
got to
still
Carrie,
understand
me, like,
that there's some, you know, some animosity toward. I mean, I don't agree with it, but there's some animosity towards it, and I get that all the time.
That's fine. You know, that's fine. But I would be dumb to not, when I'm listing something, think, where should I sell this?
No, totally.
What would be wise?
I mean,
like,
I'm doing
I sell
it right
on eBay
now.
Should I sell it on whatnot? Should I'm sell doing it on Dibdit? Should I sell it on Mercari? Should I, you know, you should think about these things as a reseller. Mm-hmm, and if you pigeonhole yourself into just eBay. For me, eBay has been rough this year. I'd be in a really bad spot, but I'm not pigeonholed into one spot. I have multiple outlets. Exactly. So I, you know,
that's the one thing, like in the 12 years of reselling for me, or 13 years now, I mean, I've evolved from, and some would say even adapted.
A little bit. I said adapted in my video as
you
a call
did?
Out to you.
No, but like in all seriousness, I'm not doing anything remotely the same as what I was doing 13 years ago, other than eBay. Yeah. eBay's been the complete constant. Back in the day, I did Bonanza, realized that was a joke. But I did a lot. I'm just kidding. I just refused to turn it on out of spite towards
Dude,
Kevin.
Dude, don't
at this point.
Apologize to Bonanza. You didn't hurt its feelings.
No, I apologize to everybody for everything about everyone.
J-Ride said first Bonanza sale. I think it was J-Ride.
Yeah. Who was it that said the best thing? Mike the Death Pile Picker said the best thing. He said, Carrie, don't apologize, because I know the minute you've apologized, it means you meant the thing you said before you apologized. So he'd be like, Mike, you're a really bad picker because you never sell anything. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Mike's like, see, it's because you don't think I'm a good picker and that I don't sell anything. And
the truth
and so now,
is,
every time
I think
Carrie
Mike is a good
I just
picker,
assume it's the truth.
But he's not a good seller. That's the truth. I'm sorry.
That's kind of the point of
He's
the
a good
name.
Picker, a bad seller. Because
he refuses to sell, good. But I'm sure he can do it.
He loves his items. He loves his items. So, but yeah, it's...
Is eBay down for you now, Dave? Because it sounds like you're selling stuff. CB radios are selling.
Like,
you've got
okay,
car
so
parts
I listed, I listed 75 items a day for 2 days. And then 35 the day after that. So I listed like almost 200 items in 3 days. So yes, it's doing great right now.
Wow.
I'm not going to sustain that.
Well,
I'm not going to keep
then,
selling 30
well,
items.
But people hear you say eBay hasn't been great for me, and they take that.
It's
as,
my personal problem,
right. Right. That's my point. That's my point.
Yeah, no, it's me. It's a me thing.
And
it's
listen,
the thing is, you've
how
got
hard would it be for you if you weren't doing whatnot and dipping, you know, or what?
Dude, listen, honestly, if I had four people listening for me like you did, then I could be selling 30 bucks every day.
Dude, I had a person send me a message today in my video. It's like, be honest with me right now. When's the last time you shipped an item? I'm like, today. I'm like, you listen to Carrie a day too much. Today.
Yeah, but that was your
Same
Jellies of the Month
listing.
Thing. That was your resubscription to the Jellies of the Month. He's like, yes, please. Send.
Now I got a
Honey,
lot.
I did it.
I sold. Did you see Dibdit? So Dibdit made, I think it was $1,000 on those consoles today, and which is pretty cool. But man, that's a bad ship.
The only
things.
Time Kevin
broken.
Is sending out.
Just sell them to Nerd Nation. It's way quicker.
Yeah, man.
The only time Kevin is mailing out anything himself, it's when it's a handwritten check for a penny to Columbia House for those three CDs
I never
that he's
did
still
that.
Getting
I never,
20
ever
years
did
later.
That. Never did
Just
that.
Pay Phoenix Resale $50 to find out what he'll pay you for your consoles. That's all you got to do.
I'm doing it.
Can you still get the buy list without buying the app? No. That's what I'm not
yeah,
sure
you,
on.
Yeah, you can, I think.
Hey, did you see that Heckin' Steve posted something? He posted something that somebody was spamming his account with new subs, sending him fake really? Subs to hurt his account. I've heard that before.
I've heard about that from you, yeah.
Paul's paying for Heckin' Steve's fake subs. This is this should be a title. We can put both of their names in it. That'd be good. Fake news, but it would still be funny. Hey.
Here we go.
All right. There was something I wanted to get to, and I can't. Oh, it was the other thing. It was the guy said that was criticizing you. If you don't have 1,800 to 2,000 listings, that
2,200.
Is also
he said I need to have 1,800 to 2,200.
Why do people
listings
think that
time?
listings aren't that? It's like my goal is to get to 1,500 listings. The goal should be in the sold side. How many are you selling? The goal should be in the sold side.
I agree. Well, that's kind of what I.
Well, I love that opinion that you just shared with us, Kevin. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're proud of you, Kevin.
You're doing
great. Carrie doesn't even know how many he has listed or
sold. Dude, I have 7.2 thousand listings. Thank you very much.
Yeah, machine did it.
But okay.
I did them, actually, via Car Dealer Pro. But still.
Well, that's what I meant, a machine.
Yeah.
Well, hello.
Someone did
We're
message
all
me,
machines,
Carrie.
Bro.
Someone messaged me and said you only have 4 listings on Dibdit.
Messaged you. You looked it up yourself.
No. Someone messaged me and said Carrie only has 4 listings.
Well, how many listings do you guys have?
70.
You have 70?
Yeah, they're mostly already sold on eBay, but they're there. See, I can't ship any of them if I actually sell
I
them.
I put a couple cool things. I just take some things that I like and put them over there, and my multi-quantity. Like, I got a sweet robot thing down there and listed it from Georgia. I just list things that I don't really want to sell that I think are cool. I got a Wally here. Let me show it to you.
Okay. For those who are listening, he is showing us an adult toy right now.
I mean, how cool is this thing? I'm going to try and sell it right here. It's over there on District. Go use my code. Go use my code. Did I change? I thought I left the batteries in it so I could show this one, but maybe I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
How cool is that?
That is cool. Yeah. That is cool. I like it. It must have been pretty easy for you to buy that with your current net worth.
Yeah. My net worth, we've already discussed this. 1.5,
according to the honest ticker at the bottom.
What? Oh my gosh. Do people believe this crap? See? Now you're going to go heart it when somebody comments it, just like Paige would. And then it's like hearting it is like confirmation. That's definitely right. Anyways, isn't that cool? So I was like, I don't really want to sell
really
it.
Cool.
That is cool. I've had that a couple
it.
Times.
Mike
a
found it for
times.
Me? No, I'm kidding. I found it.
Kevin, all his finds are from from Mike.
That's not true, but he did this very
welcome,
first video.
I want to take a moment to welcome the new Wall in.
Wallen 54.
he was scratching at the door. I didn't let him in.
That's
well, Wallen 55 like will be here next week.
I like that he can't really see us changing the ticker constantly. Mm-hmm. To
I can see it, but it's so small.
Oh, it's on his phone. Ah, yeah.
It's on his phone. Yeah, this that's is too why good. It's so glorious. All right, I'm done. Mm-hmm. It's old. It's over now. Hey, you know what? So weird thing happened. I don't know if this is possible. Is it possible for eBay to remove a negative feedback for no reason without you asking?
Yes.
That happened to me because this lady
Has
gave me
it
negative
been a
feedback.
Year?
No, okay. A couple days gave me negative feedback. Should have shipped. I talked about it to you guys. I think should have shipped or I do not. It said do not ship USPS. They're terrible. Ship UPS or FedEx.
Yeah,
that's
that
funny.
Was a whole negative feedback. Wow. That was a whole negative feedback. And it's just gone.
So
it's
I had it
account.
Happen, Dave, about a month ago and I screenshotted it and I put it in a possible title for a video. And I can't remember why they did it, but they removed it. Without me, either could it be possibly be that they removed that feedback? But why would they do that?
Well, I made a video about it, and it was like, this is the dumbest negative feedback on eBay ever. Do you think eBay saw the video?
No.
Maybe.
They
don't care that much.
Mm,
I
used to.
I don't know. I'm not like
they
personal
used to care
friends.
A lot about what people.
I'm not
eBay.
Personal friends with eBay CEO.
Yeah,
like
eBay
you,
is
so
a sentient being.
Let me tell you,
I mean, like,
if they
I'm not
it.
On the take from eBay like you.
Yeah.
Like
not
me?
Yet. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Oh
working on it.
Gosh.
Life
have
goals.
You looked at the titles of my videos? eBay yes. must look at the title and be like, oh, this dude. You see, it's why I didn't get the offer to promote their stuff like other people.
It's do. Always one word. It's like liar or Werther's. It's
Werther's.
Dude, word.
You
Werther's
laughed at
pennies.
My March Fit carry. Can you look up one of my videos right now? Do you remember I told you the Ides of March, which was a dorky thing about a you know, history teacher would do? Look at how many views that video has. Check that one out. March 15th, Ides of March, eBay.
Kevin's
got to
brag about eBay.
Yeah, live. Let's live check out how many views Kevin's video has.
I just,
Kerry
said it was stupid, so I just wanted to show it to him.
39,000 views.
Yeah.
But the one before it, the one before it has 42. The one 3 days before has 42.
My flipper video is like, they're stupid. I'm just like, man.
Oh, and the one before that is like the stupidest one ever. The one where you're talking about trading a guitar or something. That has nobody watching.
No views. No, well,
nobody's interested in that.
Hey, that's
but
actually
I
comically low
that,
for you.
That, yeah, it's bad. But I could take that and just say, hey, Mojo Dojo Show, everything we got for that guitar is on sale on Whatnot. It's the best Whatnot show we've ever had. Tuesday or Wednesday. Go check it out. There you go. There's my promo.
So
it's good stuff, dude. I'm telling you. What? I got a knack for this stuff. What do you want me to tell you, Dave?
Yeah,
no, I don't talk down the things that I'm promoting like you.
Yeah, that's great.
You're compensating.
Bubble Boy tape sucks there.
Bubble Boy tape sucks? I know why Bubble Boy tape sucks for you right now. I know why. Because I watched you ship.
Because I don't
it's
waste
ridiculous.
Tape by wrapping around the box 30 times. I just use my Herka tape one
me
time.
And Don,
tape.
Me and John tape the best, by
I don't
way.
Need tape to tape if you use Herka. It's just the cheapest crap on Amazon.
Dude,
works great.
It can't
it doesn't
possibly.
Peel up.
Dude.
It doesn't peel up in Florida.
Dude, it's ridiculous. Have you seen it? I can't even watch it. I can't watch you. I can't watch you do it. It just shocks me. And like, I get packages that show up sometimes and I'm like, dude, the box isn't even sealed anymore. It's whatever.
Here's
like,
Dave's. This is,
yeah.
Dave sent me stuff I forgot. He just used Whatnot tape. And just like,
yeah, look at that. It's sealed up.
How'd you get Whatnot tape?
They sold it for a short time. They sold it for a few weeks. I'm all out, though. That was my last thing. Did you open it, Carrie? Did you see the.
I haven't opened it yet.
I put in there to give you a little anxiety.
Oh, nice. I love it. I love it. It's dead.
He'll throw away everything.
I would. I would burn the table.
You didn't send him the
bubonic plague inside.
Have Brandon send him the uranium glass back.
Oh my
back.
Gosh, I love that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Carrie's an hour on Reddit. Terrible. Thank you.
context. Brandon found a bat dead in a uranium glass, like, this seems like something that happened over the years house, right?
Yeah.
Uranium glass, like, vase, and that's, like, two of Carrie's biggest fears.
You just wrote...
Uranium and bats.
You just wrote Carrie's hellscape in the comment. I'm like, that really is
I'm
two
put
things
this on
that freak
Carrie,
me out.
You're not glowing.
No, I'm not. I'm in Vegas,
point it down in his pants, you'll see some stuff down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Do you have a sale of the week, Kev?
Yeah, Kevin.
I've had eclectic mix of sales. I just sold. I sold a Marlboro sign, a giant one, plastic though, $95 plus shipping.
Wow.
And I
sold
Tupperware.
Does anyone care? Did you just burp? Was that a burp?
I did. He totally burped. It was gross.
So, does anyone care about the sale of the week? Like,
I think we should start doing. We should do the worst sale of the week. That would be something different.
There's a podcast that does that, and it always blows my mind.
I would win every week with my $1.50 free shipping card.
$1.29 free shipping, but it's not cards, dude. They're selling things that cost $7 to ship, and they're selling them for $1 free ship. Like, I don't understand it. It's money laundering. That's all.
Allegedly,
there's mistakes.
I can tell you my favorite sale. And actually, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about this anyways. I think I might have underpriced this. I found a rubber face Santa Claus doll. Brand on it was Snuggly. It still had the tag, though, and it's in, like, mint condition. Probably what? It's like one of those, like, really squishy foam ones, like foam body, you know? Like the old foam bodies.
No, that's no good. Do you mean, like styrofoam? Like, kind of get it to fair?
Like squishy foam. No. Not like the styrofoam ball.
So it was high quality.
It was high quality, high quality. Like a feather down pillow,
but it wasn't
almost,
like
no feather
gunned points or anything like that. So
it was literally tagged. Dude, it sold in 10 minutes, like crazy fast for $50.
Yeah,
crazy fast. And so I'm wondering if I just underpriced it or something.
Did you find a comp?
I found comps for like 40, but none of them were in that condition. And they all have free shipping. So I did 50 plus ship, and it still sold right away.
I couldn't tell you.
So... this tag, Snuggle E toy, foam cotton filled.
So are we talking? Okay, so it's not as old. Well, oh, dude.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that looks
you undersold it.
50s, yeah.
You think I undersold it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's like mint.
That's a classic one, dude. They made the little ones, the little Santas with that face, too.
Okay.
Just that look.
How big is
maybe
it? It's probably like 12 inches. 12 inches.
I'm going to say you underpriced it, but I don't think it's like insanely underpriced.
I'm thinking I could have gotten
somebody
70.
Will tell
yeah,
you
I think,
in the comments.
I think maybe
what did you pay?
More.
What did you pay?
A quarter.
Then you're fine.
Quarter?
I paid a quarter.
Did you actually? All right. So
we're the only per.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I'm about to cough. Go ahead.
So when I pay in quarters, I was starting to get criticism like, oh, you couldn't just give her a dollar, that kind of stuff. So I used to carry quarters around in both pockets. And so last year I didn't carry quarters around. So every time somebody said 50 cents, I gave them a dollar. And then for a few videos, I started giving out 50 cents again, and I started getting the comments again. Yeah. So this last week I gave dollars.
What I did, Kev, is I found something else and said, can I get this for 75 cents? And then I gave her a dollar for two things. So that's what I did. Mostly because I don't carry
quarters. See, that's more practical. Kevin's was more pandery. Yours was more practical. I kind of liked how you did it, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, it's because most of the viewers out there, of course, that watch Picker channels aren't pickers. Or they're not resellers.
Yeah,
but I did something today to tweak them. Carrie's the king
of tweaking
people.
They love to spend our money, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that comment. I say that all the time.
Carrie, you were with me. We went to a 14-year-old's garage sale. Remember that? Remember we went to a garage sale? It was a 14-year-old kid. He had a bunch of cards. It was in the dark. He had a big, giant garage. Chicken coop. It was early in the morning. Carrie's brain doesn't work that early in the morning. But anyways, we went to a 14-year-old
I'll tell you if I remember
kid's.
In a minute.
I bought an Oculus Rift there. Does that help?
Oh, yeah.
And so, of course, like in my title, I said, I got a crazy score at this 14-year-old's garage sale. I thought that was kind of cool that the 14-year-old was running the garage sale. Of course, like the top comment is, yeah. Oh, Dave only doubled his money from a 14-year-old. Poor thing. Mm. And I'm like, so I responded. I said, yeah, I wish I had tripled or quadrupled it. That would have been way better.
I always negotiate with kids.
I did too. I talked him down from it. 125 to 100 or something.
I love it. They're and the hardest the next to negotiate day. With. He was, they well, won't he's a flipper.
He's a 14-year-old. I saw him.
Young man too.
Now flipper. I see him all the time. Like I went to the Port Orange flea market last week, Carrie, and he was there. And he was like, hey,
yeah,
Dave,
I
good
got
to see you again.
Yeah, competition. Like you have to little... Tonya Harding him. Quick, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, you're about to get Nancy Kerrigan. Okay. I got from that kid. I got a little lot of racing cards that I've been putting through Whatnot for like a month, and I made maybe like 50 bucks out of $3. So I've done good, and I still got most of them left. So you know, I'm kind of good at what I do. Maybe the best ever lived.
What, you like your ticker? Mm.
Oh, wait. Okay. It's true. I told you we're slowly moving into him killing people. That's just one step at a time.
It's like the next thing.
He's going to end up us making fun of him about being a serial killer. That's the
step. So, Carrie, you haven't told us, like, your big sale. Did you?
Oh, because I don't have one.
Yeah, well, Carrie, okay, you were with me.
No, I mean, I do. I have a lot of sales, yeah.
Okay, good. You got one to brag about, or?
I mean, I don't have like a big one, but okay. I sold, I think I told you that
I could tell you all the things that you picked up and didn't buy that I sold on eBay for a lot of money.
No, let me talk. Calm down. Okay.
Remember that big model airplane you picked up and didn't buy? I sold that for 110.
Did you really?
Yeah.
See, it said 40 and I got scared off by the sticker. So yeah. That was my fault.
And I paid 20 for it.
Yeah. I sold like one of those $2 bobbleheads I got last time. The Julio Rodriguez. Dave, okay. Do you know who Julio Rodriguez is?
Yeah, he plays sports ball.
Yeah, he does. I sold that for $58.
And
yeah, gave
somebody
paid
two.
Paid
that's two.
Not bad. Are you? Do you
that's
regret
a
not buying?
Percent.
Do you regret not buying the whole table? Are you happy you didn't buy the whole table? He was almost going to buy
like,
all of the bubble.
That just is one more reason to move out to Florida, so I don't have to make those decisions. Because I would have bought, bought all those.
And you probably would have made hundreds. You probably would have made hundreds on that.
I would have found a way not to make as much as I should. But I would have made a lot on it for sure.
Just a few you picked, you made like $300.
But I also picked the best ones. A lot of stuff on the table was broke, but even the ones that are missing bats or maybe had a broken finger, they still would have got $10 or $15.
I looked at that table, Carrie, and I just kind of glanced through and didn't see anything, and I walked away from it, and I came back, and Carrie was picking good stuff. Well, yeah. There was a ton. There was only a couple. Really
there was a lot, and this is the same for like stadium giveaway stuff or hats. A lot of minor league stuff, that can be good. It isn't always good. But like the Julio Rodriguez was a minor league bobblehead, so it was given away.
But see, you
got to
know that stuff,
stadium.
Right? And so you have a good knowledge of baseball cards and whatever, so that helps when you do something like that, where somebody like Dave would just—he'd only know the ice hockey, minor league ice hockey.
Iceman, they got Iceman. I'm buying them.
If he knows ice, he doesn't care.
Big Iceman fan.
I saw. Remember how Saturday was so bad at the beginning for us? I don't know if you remember you telling that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go with you, but yeah.
Yeah.
What is that thing that keeps popping up? I
literally
don't know what it is.
It's literally, it's just
like
down.
A ghost in your shed.
It's judging
I thought you're putting it up.
It's literally not me. It's literally not me. Is it doing it for me? Like, what are you doing to make it happen? There's like a little
like,
thing
I think
popping
he had
up.
His thumb a little bit.
There, I'll just
down.
Do this for a while and see how long it takes to get
it.
I don't think it'll happen. Anyway.
Make your thumb disappear. I love that.
I wasn't finding anything that day early. And I'd found some stuff late. And so we went to this one sale and I'm like, all right, it's this long sale. And I'm like, we're cutting it in the middle. I'm going left. It's like 50 booths and you go right. Right. And so I go and I pick this whole thing and get back and they're nowhere to be found. And they find the one place in this whole thing that's got stuff. And so I ended up getting a couple things, but one thing I found there was a Polaroid in a package, and I got it.
I'm mesmerized by your hand movements. You just told a whole story with your hands. I was zoned out, but I felt like I went through the river and the woods. I went on a whole journey.
Dave, 301 last year, I bought a Netgear Arlo home security system, and I finally listed it, sold it for $150 plus shipping.
The reason I ask if people care is because me and Kevin literally spend all this time bragging about our sales weekly, like three times a week. Do we really need to do it in the podcast, too? That's why maybe we should adopt what other podcasts do and say, what are
the
worst sales?
I got a worst. I sold on 30% discount, so it got down to $6.97 on a Tupperware lid, free shipping. That's my worst sale.
Six what?
$6.97 free shipping.
What are you going to charge? What's it going to cost you? It's going to cost you $5 to ship that.
A Tupperware lid?
Oh, it's going to cost me
$4 max to ship it. Oh, I'm going to make maybe $1.50 on it.
Okay.
$1.50.
Carrie, you got something that's not a sports card. Something that's not a sports card.
Okay, I got to look for something that's crap. I mean, because I have a lot of great sales.
All right, mine is a graphic novel, DC Green Lantern, 11 plus ship. So it's like 16.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's my worst, though.
Yeah, so I have some stuff left over from when I was listing really cheap stuff, and both of these were an empty box from MLB Game Used Baseball Cufflinks.
Mm. Yo, I made a profit off Brandon's Dibdit auction where I bought all those like racing champions cars. I got like the lot of 3 Hooters racing champions cars from him that are originally like $1 at Roses.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually did list them as a lot, sold for $15 like right away.
Yeah. The ghost is not happy with what Kevin's doing right now.
It just did it again. It just
did it again. Yeah. I don't like this.
What, the sticker at the bottom? That's
no, I don't like I'm making fun of my chance. What? I'm not even reading it.
You should. It's good. It's a good one. You'll like it.
The many ghosts of Wallen. They're using their forces like to make a human thumbs down. No, I mean, my worst sales, like, honestly, outside of sports cards, most of my sales are probably like, I mean, most of them are 15 plus. No, I mean, no. But the ones that are, I have a couple Marvel Legends from the $3 a figure lots that I bought
from
out.
From that flea market guy?
One sold for $4.90, one sold for $5 plus shipping. But I already made my money on that lot. I sold the what's his name, Patrick Bateman from that one movie where he kills everybody and
Jason
wears a
Bateman?
Suit. Jason Bateman, where he kills everybody.
From Ozark?
Yeah, Teen Wolf 2, I think. No, it's, what is it, the one where he's,
Patrick Duffy. Mm.
No, it's Christian Bale, and he wears a suit, and he listens to Huey Lewis in the News. Yeah, American Psycho. There's a figure from that Necca made, and I sold it for $70. That's
Here's
what I'm trying to say.
Can we officially say Funko Pops are dead at this point? Like,
yeah,
it's bad.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm with Carrie and Dawn, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to buy these Funko Pops. Guy's a viewer, big fan of Back Out Coin Guy. And you know, I'm trying to support. He literally said that.
It's the talk of
the whole Webster,
apparently.
And so he's like, he's got these Funko Pops. I don't really want them, but the guy's super nice. I'm like, yeah, I'll take them. And I look one up. I'm like, oh, this one sells for friggin' $30.
You
like,
were
there's a good
excited.
One. I was excited about that, right? I get home. Apparently, it's like the maskless Chase, and I had the masked non-Chase. It was worth $4, Gary. So, like, all those Funkos were worth, like, exactly what I paid. Like, nope. And Paige was in the Dibdit chat tonight saying that his last Funko Pop took a loss. Like, oh, are we done? Are we done with Funko Pops at this point?
I don't know. I just looked up. I just typed in Funko Pop to eBay. The first one that came up was Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian Fluffy,
he's funny. Fluffy,
which I have a signed box up here, a bobblehead with his that's going for it. But this one's listed for $150, but it's signed.
It's always about
the
autograph.
I didn't meet him.
Yeah.
That's the key, though. The Funkos that are autographed are the ones that are still selling.
Well, here's the thing also. There is a little bit of nuance with Funko Pops. It's massively produced. And there really is a high end of Funkos, though. Like, if you get the real true limited edition, not the exclusives got so watered down.
Oh, yeah, exclusive
that
to
they're
GameStop,
not really worth
to
anything.
Target, exclusive to Walmart.
But there are, like, legit limited editions to 2000 to 1500 flocked.
It's still
those
better
be
than
valuable.
Beanie Babies. I
care
what anybody says.
There is a high end, but it's, like, narrow.
Well, the difference
and the low
between
end
these,
is dead.
The difference between these and Beanie Babies is that Beanie Babies never were actually cool. Like, Funko Pops are kind of cool.
Dude.
They're kind
of... You say that to 9-year-old Carrie, who got a Beanie Baby cat before they were popular and thought they were amazing.
Dude, what's with... So Rod sent me this. This lady, some nurse flipper lady, but not the nurse flipper. It's a different nurse
Another
flipper.
Nurse that flips.
Another nurse that flips. She's, like, famous on Netflix or something. She's still talking about how Beanie Babies sell for big money.
Oh, Dr. Lori?
Yes, that one. She's actually...
She's not a
past
nurse.
She's still
a
doing it?
She's a doctor. She got her doctorate in Beanie Babies.
Yeah, she has a PhD. Yeah.
In Beanie Babies.
She talked about it on the Golden
She talked
Cut.
About it
she
on that Netflix show, yeah. And, like, obviously there are some Beanie Babies that sell for, like, $15 to $20, but she, like, seems to imply
it's
there's,
the
like,
ones
really
that have
high...
the pellets or that have bath
no,
salt in them, those
the
ones.
The PVC versus non-PVC. I've looked into the 7 days ago, she did a video about it. She did a video about it 7 days ago. Is this like real?
It's all the people that have Beanie Babies that want them to be worth
money.
It's
such a slippery slope. You'd be better off just learning stuff that actually sells well, than trying to figure out what kind of pellet your Beanie Baby
guy. Hold on, sports card guy.
Don't turn around my logic against myself. Calm down. You're right, but shut up.
Scott Baio. Scott Baio Funko Pop signed. Yeah. It sold for $85 plus shipping.
Signed,
but is it, which one is worth more money? Charles in Charge Funko or Chachi? Which one do you think? Which one would be better?
For me, Charles in Charge. He's in charge of my days and my nights.
Probably Charles.
The wrongs,
and my rights.
Yeah, that's true. I want Charles in charge of me.
Coach Beard sold for $30. I'm just looking at the most recent ones. Not signed.
That's a good show. I like that show. Are they done with that show?
Which show?
The one Coach
Mad Moxie 33. Ted
Lasso.
$10.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, it's a good. Did you watch
that? They're done with that. I watched the first season, and it was great. It was amazing. No, it's sports and good, wholesome positivity. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's cute.
Blue's Clues, $15.99.
Kind of like the anti-Dave show. I'm surprised you like it. It had sports, and it was like being friendly.
I liked The League, too. I like some sports shows.
Yeah, you're weird. Like, you randomly like The League, and you don't understand fantasy football at all.
But it's hilarious.
You didn't even try in our league.
The EBDBBNB.
You are Taco.
Kevin is trying to start the EBDBBNB in Lynchburg, by the way.
What?
Yeah, everyone who knows, knows.
What are you talking about?
The EBDBBNB.
I don't want to know.
Eskimo Brothers Airbnb.
Bed and Breakfast?
It was a swinger club that Taco made in the show The League.
Gotcha.
Some people got. That's good when I have to explain my jokes. Yeah. All right. What is the one item you have always wanted to find and buy at a garage sale but still haven't found? Says Pick and Hoosier.
This is a very insightful question we're riveted by, obviously, by
I had two that I can tell you, and they both, I've got both. So, well, three. I still have not found the Taylor Swift that's actually worth money. I've got two of them because viewers sent them to me to run auctions for charity, but I've never found it. So I want to still find it.
We found it.
The Taylor Swift. No, you didn't.
We found a $40 one. That's money.
That's good. That's I haven't even found a $40. I found like a $16 one. Taylor Swift, one of the three that are worth really good money. And the Amber McDonald's glass ashtray, which I found it a long time ago. But the other one I had never found was an aluminum Christmas tree. I found it 2 years ago.
Charlie Brown style.
Have you ever found the spinner?
I got two spinners when I bought that one. Oh, I got raked over the coals for trying to get a good deal on that one, man. Whew, people didn't like that.
Up until like a few weeks ago, I would have said a Scotty Cameron, but I found one. So,
man, I did it.
Mission
accomplished. I've only found one Scotty Cameron here. I've got tons of Scotty Cameron head covers, but never only one Scotty.
I don't even know the guy.
98 Nolan Ryan rookie, says Biggs Collectibles.
98 Nolan Ryan?
68, I'm sorry. Dyslexia is the thing, guys.
68. What I would love to find, as you guys know, is sports card related.
Would it be that one? Would you be excited about the 68?
I would definitely. Well, there's a lot of nuance to that because I would be excited if it was underpriced, but more than likely if it's at a yard sale.
It's a dollar. It's a dollar. All these are
a dollar, yes. What I would love to find is very specific. Wow. I want to find, you know how we find sports card boxes? You guys have found them with me before.
Yeah, I found one this weekend that was worth
$700.
Yeah. No. The lady said it was worth $700, Carrie, and she was only going to charge me $200, so I bought them.
Well, I want a specific era, though. I want like late 90s, like 96 to 2000 basketball. That was when I collected, and that's like they're $300 or $400, $500 on eBay, so I'd love to find one to open. Like
so, wait, what year?
Like late 96 to 2000. 96,
okay. What sport? Basketball?
96 is...
Baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball?
I zone out hard.
Basketball or football, but basketball in particular. Basketball.
What's yours, Dave?
Kobe Bryant's rookie, stuff like that.
I
thought you'd have an answer.
Well, Street Sharks would be one. I'd love to find some Street Sharks. That'd be really cool. Like, I found some at flea markets, but I had to pay up. Like, I'd like to really find, like... And I found, I mean, I've gotten Street Sharks twice, but I would love to just find like a mega haul of Street Sharks for like $20.
I'd love like a bag, like a legitimate good bag full of monsters in my pockets, army ants or muscle men. We were talking about army ants when I was over there. I bought some and they arrived already. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
I don't think I would know army ants if I saw it, Carrie. That must have been just a little after my time.
I can show you. One second.
No, I don't care that much. But
he's going to show us.
All right, here we go.
Let
me say this. So I will just say that Whatnot actually made me money on eBay because I don't normally pick for Whatnot, right? But I saw this Mario book sitting there at a sale. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's, I do remember
1987,
those. It's like those, what was the Toads? There was some kind of...
Battletoads.
No. Oh, it's mice. That's what it is. Motorcycle mice.
I sold one of those today. Biker mice from Mars.
Yeah. Biker mice from Mars. There you go.
I sold one for $13.
I didn't know what those were until about 5 years ago, and who knows how many times I missed them. So
yeah.
But anyway,
you know you're into Battletoads or Street Sharks if you know Extreme Dinosaurs. Do you know Extreme Dinosaurs?
I found those at the flea market a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Sold it already. I sold it already. It was You're such a
bad picker, Dave.
I know.
All this sales and stuff. So listen.
Everything you're mentioning. Sold those. Yeah.
I have never really picked for Whatnot before, but obviously I'm doing like one a week for a while here.
And I saw
this Mario book. Well, you know.
Look at that smug face. I am kind of a big deal.
I didn't mention it.
I got no teeth.
So... I can't even make a dang point. Anyway, I'm trying to say, like, picking like Dave sometimes pays off and you don't even know it. Like, there's this hardback Mario book sitting there, and the books were $1, and I just was walking past it, and I'm like, oh, that's all I want. And I put it in my bag. I get home, and it sells for $70.
Wow.
$70. I would have never picked it up if I hadn't been selling on Whatnot. I wouldn't have thought about it. I'm like, that's not going to sell.
That does remind me, too. I was at a yard sale this weekend. Little old lady.
Oh, the Lego figure? Oh, I thought you can tell the Lego figure. You showed a little picture of a little mini Lego to us.
That was Carrie. Carrie found it.
You found that?
Yeah.
Dawn found it specifically.
No.
Well, no, I'm kidding.
I bought it in the Octonauts, and it was in there.
I bought the Octonauts, and that was in that.
Yeah. And it sells for big money. Anyways,
all credit goes to me.
Yeah, that's true. And he gave me all the Octonauts stuff, and I made like $400 on it. So
oh, yeah, it's Tuesday, right? When people are watching this, I have a Whatnot at 4:30 p.m. PST.
Carrie.
No, it's a normal. It's not. My cards was yesterday.
That's 7:30 Eastern. 7:30
yeah.
Eastern.
It was nice to see on Dibd.
Honestly, like, Carrie. I don't even go. Here's
I was there for a second for a country ladies one.
And I don't think everyone's like me, but I'm a narcissist sometimes. I'm not like a mega narcissist.
Some would argue all the time.
I'm a minor narcissist. Well, I do see my flaws. Narcissists don't see them at all. All right. And a narcissist will never tell you they're a narcissist. That's how you know they're
very true.
So correct. I'm not full on 100% hard narcissist. Yeah.
You're not or fully hard. At all.
The unexamined life is not worth living.
When I go in a Whatnot auction, like, I kind of want the seller to respond. And when Carrie does card auctions, he like misses 75% of my messages. And so I don't really go in as much anymore because he's not responding to me. It might just be me or just be feedback to listen to.
Are you commenting?
A lot. And I don't know if you miss everyone's comments or it's like you're zoning out and just ignoring mine because mine are usually pretty stupid. But I do think like you're so focused on the cards, you're just not reading them as much.
I am focused and Card Carrie is a different person. Card Carrie is very serious and business oriented.
Yeah.
I think we should stop interrupting each other. I think we should.
We're really only interrupting.
Did you see that one lady? Boy, she let us have it last week in the comments. I should probably do my job. Look at the comments. Yeah. Anyways, well, I was making the point. Wait a minute. I think you have a good point.
Let Kevin talk. This might go somewhere. Let him talk.
Because I'm trying. Because I take Dave runs a really good Whatnot, right? And he responds to people and whatever. Although sometimes you go backwards in order and it doesn't make sense, the flow. But whatever. I can't read the comments on Whatnot nearly as good as I can on Dibd. I could read all the comments today. I was responding to everybody on Whatnot. I think it's just a tiny bit small.
You're working hard today, Kev.
Oh, look at that. I'm so proud of myself. I was doing a little better.
Brandon even messaged me and said, Kevin's working his butt off today.
I did.
Yeah.
And I listed all that stuff, and I'm going to ship all that stuff. Yeah, the only thing Bubba's girlfriend did, because they came home from church
was
and had
turn
lunch.
On the washer when you told her not
yes.
to.
Well, you know, actually, she asked me if she could, and I said, sure, it'll probably be done by then. An hour, 45 minutes later, it's still going. Anyway, but I needed her. It's tough with those bigger items. I needed her to hand them to me. I didn't need it, but I didn't want to get up and leave and get up and leave.
Yeah, yeah,
so she handed me the items for $17 an hour.
Wow. Nice. She's underpaid. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like
significantly. I'm gonna text Bubba and tell her to demand a raise. What would you do, Kev, if she came in and said she needs more money?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna lose her in a little bit. No, I would. Mm. No. Mm-mm.
She does everything for you.
No, she doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Kev's got his little cowboy hat under the tree. Bubba's girlfriend, get me a soda.
He has no teeth. He takes
I need a ship. I need a Sony.
Sony.
Give
Sony
me a sarsaparilla.
Penny candies.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I went to a yard sale, and this little old lady had everything, like,
you gave Kevin 30 seconds to talk, by the way.
And he finished. No, he finished the point. He finished the point. Yeah. Every little thing had a little number on it, right? Like 76, 42, 38. I'm like, what the heck is this pricing model? Like, I was like, how much is this? So I held up, like, a little pressure gauge for a car, and more car parts. And she's like, oh, let me look. And she pulls out the spreadsheet, right? And she's like, number 76.
No way.
That one's 86 on Amazon. I was like,
no
okay.
way.
Yeah. That's literally.
Oh, I'd have hung out there and made
oh,
a video
my
of
gosh.
That thing so yeah. bad.
Well, no. So what I did is, like, and I probably could have done better, but I was like a little turned off by it, but I didn't want to let it like totally ruin me. So I look and I see in the bin a Volkswagen Jetta repair manual from 2010. Not like an old Chilton paperback, like a hardy repair manual.
Yeah, a manual.
2010
yeah, manuals can go really well.
And I was like, let me ask on this because it had no tag on it. She's like, I don't know, $2. I was like, all right, it sells for $100.
Yep, there's always something
for
$100
bucks. And that thing that she was telling me, 73, sells for $35. Like I've sold mm-hmm. it before. So it's like, yeah. okay, she's going to charge me $76 for the $35 item.
But did you throw out
item.
The, well, why don't you sell it then? Did you throw
yeah,
that out?
I always
well, no,
do
she
that.
Was, she basically was saying she wanted $70 for it. The other.
Oh, item. And it sells for $75.
Yeah.
I'll give you $5
she was asking
off.
Basically for retail. Yeah, that was the whole point. So, and then the other lady I called Carrie because I was so irate about it. I wasn't even irate. I was just like, this is ridiculous. I go in, the lady's got 88 baseball cards. Something like that. I think it was baseball.
88 tops.
Tops.
Might be one
tops.
Of the worst ever.
Yeah,
brand new
exactly.
sealed. And
that's
she's like,
I was telling him.
That one's $700. I'll give it to you for $200. I'm like, well, that's not. And I couldn't even hold back. I said, that's not $700. I said, that's like a $20 to $30 pack max. And that's
I
like
might have
shipped.
Got out my phone for that.
And no. and she's like, no, we looked it up. I said, but did you look at Soul? She's like, well, I don't know what that means. I said, I'm leaving. And I
just
like, whatever.
Cards are like that, though. Yeah. Cards are like that at a garage sale or a flea market. They're either like vastly overpriced or underpriced a lot of times. So
yeah.
you just got to.
Or sometimes price.
You just
got to
not buy them, guys. That's what you got to do.
Not buy the garbage ones.
Yeah. We're like. Really, if you don't want to learn cards, you should probably just not buy cards. I mean,
honestly, you should not.
Carrie.
You should. You
Carrie.
Shouldn't. Yeah, there's a lot of cards I buy that I probably shouldn't buy because yeah. I love cards. I mean, just kind of like your Rambo lunch. Maybe not
yeah,
the soundest purchase, but like when you said Rambo Rambo lunch boxes for $30 with Dawn, I know we would have bought.
Well,
we would have bought those too. We would have like we'll make a little profit, but they're too cool
well, listen,
not to buy.
That Rambo one, if you have the thermos and it's in good condition, is it can go up to $150. But the condition on those metal lunchboxes are everything. And these weren't awful, but they weren't great. And they didn't have a thermos. But I wanted one for that eBay case. So I'm like, I'll do it. And it paid off. I mean, I got all kinds of other stuff with that place. So. And you can always justify a buy another buy, right? I'm sure Dave does it all the time.
Oh, all the time. It helps.
The
me
quickest
sleep at
way night. To forget about a bad buy is to immediately do a second bad buy. That's what I've learned.
This is a Tramp Art lamp.
I like that.
Literally,
that's dope.
Like,
that is dope.
Sticks.
That's really cool.
Isn't that me channeling
sell.
My inner Dawn?
Yeah, that is something Dawn would look
such
at.
Such a
sure.
tramp.
It's just like
you know,
just
a tramp,
random popsicle sticks.
One of those old words that used to mean something.
Well, yeah, like it meant like somebody who was going on a train from station to station.
Like a dewdropper.
Yeah, like a dewdropper.
Like a tramp.
Back
a lady in the tramp.
If there was an internet and back in the olden days, that's what I would be. I'd be on a train going from town to town doing shows or whatever.
With the little like little satchel over your shoulder on the end of the stick.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
that whole thing.
Just looking most of the time. Just
someone photoshopped
most of the time
that.
Being
someone
anxious and
that.
Emo and occasionally
the guy
dancing.
From Polar Express. Express that keeps disappearing for no reason. Picking and punching responded to Pick and Hoosier.
Flipping and picking, punching is what I prefer.
And he said, one of my greatest garage sale finds ever was buying out a collection for $650. It had two mantles, as in maybe Mickey mantles. One had Penn written on it, a ton of rookies, Bench, Yount,
Robin
Brett,
Yount.
Dawson, Murphy. It also had two Nolan Ryan rookies. One had black stuff on it, probably a PSA 1. The other one I got graded PSA 3. It was an incredible
Wait
day.
A minute. I missed the beginning of this. Somebody got two Mickey Mantle rookies at a garage sale?
Not
Rod.
Rookies. I think he just means Mickey Mantles.
Oh, just Mickey Mantles. Yeah. Okay.
Two Mantles and two rookie Nolan Ryans.
That's
What? Two, when is this?
He said it was a private buy, $650 that he
deal.
Did.
Dang. Ripped him off, Rod.
Yeah, that's,
come
you
on,
feel
bro.
Terrible.
I don't understand this, but Wolfman's Goody said, what brand of lawnmower do you use? Mine's yellow. What does that mean? Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. He's probably got
I don't
a
use one.
Him.
I pay someone.
I haven't touched
to
a lawnmower in 20 years.
Pay somebody to mow your lawn. Your lawn is Heck tiny, yeah. dude.
Kevin,
what's wrong with you?
Okay, first of all,
wait a minute. My dad mows my
backyard.
Lawn,
that's
just
pretty
FYI.
Big.
You don't mow another man's lawn, Kev.
Huh?
That's from Dumb and Dumber. Oh. And he punches him in the face.
There you go.
Lloyd.
It's been a long time.
No, listen. So I had a lawnmower, a yellow one. It was expensive. It was like, what is that? Mine was yellow, the yellow brand as well. Paid like $1,200 for it. I mowed my own lawn in North Carolina, or Tina did. Tina actually
or Tina.
It too,
so I can't remember.
She loves to mow the lawn. No, well, it would depend on the week. You have to do it every week. So like,
is that what Tina told you? I love to mow the lawn, yeah. Dave. I don't think that
she
happened.
Did. And
she gets some sun.
I could get her on this show. To literally, that's it. It's the being mm-hmm. outdoors, the smell, mm-hmm. the sun. Like she and she'll put music in
the grass.
She does
time.
Enjoy that. Yeah.
She ran into the fence.
But when we moved down here, like we didn't want to bring the mower, and Tina's like, "Let's just sell it and pay someone." Because my cousin knew a guy that this guy he does our lawn 4 times a month. He edges. He does the weeds. He rakes the leaves. He does literally everything. $100 a month.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like free at that point. It's like $25 a week for him to do the full, you know, every. How do you not pay someone if it's because you know it's going to take me 3 hours.
Dude, I don't even have a lawn, and I would pay somebody $100 for that.
Yeah, so that's why I get someone to do it. If I didn't have him, I'd probably do it myself. But it's so cheap that I just.
It takes an hour and a half to mow my grass on a ride and mow on a 360.
Well, and that's what they use. They use those crazy ones that they stand mm-hmm. on. They have two.
This
of them.
Is how cool
like
I am. Minutes. I've mowed a lawn with a machete in Mexico. Just
I'm
shopping.
Shocked you've mowed a lawn.
No, I've literally cut lawn with a machete. Imagine me, guys, with a machete doing work at the same time. I'm surprised I'm still alive. If I'm being honest.
It took me a minute to get this joke from Biggs Collectible. He responded to the lawnmower question. I realize now he's referencing Kevin. His response was goats. Kevin goats. Just has a bunch of goats mowing
very
the grass.
Good. My dad actually mows my grass for me. I mean, I mowed it for years and years, but he came and he offered to do it, and I'm like, hey. I gave him a lawnmower. I gave him my old lawnmower.
How many angry phone calls did it take to get your dad to do it?
No, he loves it. I don't know why. He did have to – he'd come home with – like he's got no hair. You know, he's bald, so he'd knock his head on the trees and stuff. So this year he came and cut the tree limbs down before we started. Shopping for profit says, I thoroughly enjoyed meeting all of you. Glad we were able to buy – or you were able to buy from me. Hope you do well. Who are we – shopping for profit?
That's Did where you bought the racing
Oh, that's
hats.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I bought some
Hey,
hats.
I bought more today, too,
Super
by the
nice,
way.
Super
nice,
dude.
Nice. Sunday?
I did, so I never go out. I've never been to the flea market on a Sunday morning in my life. But we weren't going to church today. Turner had a practice, and Reagan had a thing. And we're like, eh, I'll get up and go. So I went, and I was walking out, because there's never anything there. I bought some Tupperware cups. And then I walk out, and I see this Dale shirt that I've sold before. I'm like, is that thing single stitch? Single stitch Dale. The 6 championships, like how much? $10. There's another one for $10. Wow. A sweatshirt for $10. I'm like, hey, and I made a big deal about it. I tried to tweak the viewers like Carrie does so well on TikTok, and I put up. I'm like, hey, I need a deal. So there were 50-cent t-shirts. So I got one single stitch Mickey for 50 cents, and then $2 $10. I'm like, you need to make me a deal on these. I can't pay this much. And I said $20 for all three. So I got 50 cents for free. So it's just going to let people. You couldn't pay the 50 cents.
That is pretty bad.
It's going to be pretty good.
That is good. Yeah, they're going to love that.
Grown man with a Spider-Man cap.
I know. It's your, yeah.
Spider-Cat.
I bet you you can't even name one of his songs, by the way. Can you even Bubba. Name one of Spider-Man's songs?
Bubba loved Spider-Man. And Turner loved Spider-Man and Miles Morales. So it's like, I like it. That's good.
As a rite of passage for resellers who have YouTube channels, finish this statement. You are not officially a YouTube reseller until you have blank.
Until somebody battle raps you?
Until you have
diabetes.
I get that comment
for Brimley, and I'm
sometimes.
A reseller.
You get that, like, man, how come everybody you pick with is so big? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's brutal, man. People are
until
nice.
You go by, yeah, you're not a real like. This
well,
is YouTube.
Well, that didn't necessarily mean people I'm picking with. Until you have what? Until you have made fun of
Biggs Collectible
Harry
said
Tornado.
Merch. Biggs Collectible said merch.
Merch.
Yeah, merch
Ooh, that's
good.
A
good
yeah,
one.
That's pretty good.
That's
yeah,
pretty
that's
good
pretty
one.
Good.
Unless you have merch. Unless
it's
you have
like
a code.
7 viewers. Get my sticker, guys. Get my sticker.
I feel like a GoPro is a rite of passage, and a lot of people start with like the two, which I think is just analog and has an antenna. But like most people
could
start
be
with like
a thousand subscribers.
Yeah, 1,000 subscribers.
Until you've made fun of Harry.
Kevin
Tornado.
Kevin won't even talk to you unless you have 1,000 subscribers. And it's
That is bull. Such bull. Here we go. Reality stars. This is the flea market tribe. Reality stars. I love meeting and getting pics. I love the people that like, because I'll sign stuff or whatever. I'll give out stickers, and they're just like, this guy thinks he's famous. He gives out stickers. I just try to be nice to people. That
no, you do
it.
Do that.
You
it is it. Weird. It is it's aggressive. Not weird. It's aggressive.
It's not weird.
I love that when we're walking off. When we're walking off, you always look at us. You're like, I love that. I get such a rush.
You're like, that makes me so excited when people recognize me.
What is that? I can't see. You got to fix your camera. Is this the new pin?
The pin of March. The pin of March is in, folks. Make sure you sign up for the $25 tier. I've sent out a bunch of the other pins. Several got lost in the mail. I'll probably address that at some point.
Probably not. I make a request for next month. Oh, cool. I want a prosthetic leg for next month.
Oh, a page one one-legged picker. That's a good idea. Yeah. That'd be kind of good. And then like Kevin breaking it in half or something.
Feeding it to the dog.
Kick him while he's down, as Kevin likes to do. Okay, so Kevin, how do you feel about the criticism that you are profiting or profiling your customers on Bonanza by offering them products like Summer's Eve cleansing bars?
So I sold some vintage Summer's Eve soap bars on Bonanza.
We need to bring Drake's collectible on the show. $11.68
plus shipping. That was pretty good. Yeah, profiling.
I bet you. That was funny. I bet you if you put a bottle of like Aqua Velva on Bonanza, 10 minutes it'd be gone.
Dude, check this out. Check this out, Carrie. And this is no longer.
Guys who are listening, he's dropping his pants right now.
English,
fully exposed.
English leather.
Vintage English leather.
That's nice, man.
All right.
Not exciting at all.
No, that's awesome.
Some of the very old Spice.
Kevin wears English leather.
That smells like a room where you'd have an Atari system and wood paneling all around you. It smells like that room.
Sold an Atari on Divot.
Kevin, I don't really watch your videos, but Flipping Lost Treasure said, why does Kevin touch everything 5 times in his flipper video? Yeah. I flinch each time he does it. What does that mean?
I touch
it on
purpose.
Why wouldn't you touch something?
He touches it on purpose. Listen.
You touch it a lot too, Dave.
How do you touch
something? We're all touching.
Here's why.
Sometimes more than 5 times.
I just had a Teletubby on standby, by the way.
This is odd.
Yeah, he's just slapping his Teletubby on live on the podcast.
Here's
what talking about touching it, then he starts slapping a Teletubby.
Ooh.
I'll point to stuff, whatever, because when you're moving by and talking about something, I talk all the time on my videos. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I haven't seen one of those. I touch it so they know what I'm talking about.
Also, when you're,
and sometimes I'll pick it up and I'll bring it up to the camera so they can see it closer.
If you're doing,
sounds
if
like
you're,
you think very little of their intelligence, Kevin.
No,
if you're doing first person footage,
this pin,
Dave,
is what I'm talking about.
Dave, when you're doing first person footage, it's good to touch the stuff and have movement. It keeps people like engaged.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's
but
exactly
it's not. No,
it's
at your flipper video.
This is flipper. He's pointing to his stuff and holding it up. If he did nothing,
on the
you're
flipper
just
videos.
He's talking about the flipping
videos.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you watch my flipping videos enough, I have a way I do things every single time. Even when I set items down, I'll either push the item away, and when the sound stops, I cut it. Or I'll tap it, and I'll say something like, hey, but I'll take it, and I'll tap it. And it goes to the next one.
This is like a planned thing you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's when I do my TikToks. It's all about movement and touching and noises, dude. You have to think about that, David.
Nope, you don't.
Don't
have
you
to.
Remember
don't.
When
I
you were all in
to
the shed?
That you don't.
Don't you remember when you guys were all being interviewed in the shed?
When you kicked me out of the shed? Yes, I remember.
Yeah, because it was already because he took over
never
the show.
Never forget.
But I always have people. I told you to set the item down and push it away. I probably didn't tell Dave because he wouldn't have done it anyways.
You didn't tell me,
but I told everybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
This show is just falling off a cliff here at the end.
I feel like it's going good. Are you?
But Carrie's got it right. I mean, Carrie's got it right. There's so many things that make a TikTok work too. It's the same. It's the movement. It's all that.
It's
stuff.
Movement. It's you noises. Can't just... It's a lot of stuff that doesn't involve you saying anything, and a lot of people don't realize that.
and noise. And we know this on the podcast. That's why our podcast does pretty
darn
good.
There's very little dead air, and that means we got to, you know, talk over Kevin, which most of the time is going to help the podcast, if we're being honest.
Well, it's like, that's because there's one thing worse than dead air. It's Kevin ranting
I know.
About nothing.
It's kind of like...
It's just Kevin
It's kind of like an audible dead air.
Nothing.
It's like a dead air you can
it's
hear.
It's worse than dead air. Yeah, it's like if you were to say... Welcome to the Trash to Cash podcast.
Yeah.
Like 6,000 times in one
every,
episode. Like,
every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes. Welcome to the Trash to Cash. Trash to Cash. Like 50 times in one episode. That's,
I want people to come into. I want people to come into this podcast and not even know the name of our podcast and think, you know, this is this is kind of a trashy,
this is a bad
trash
bad,
to cash
bad
kind
bad
of podcast. This is garbage. I want
to
have that feeling.
So, I feel like we should try to get some mileage out of the money we blew on Chris's Whatnot, right? Shouldn't we try to get something out of that? Should we tell people at least
oh,
that we
yes.
paid
yeah.
Flip the World $100?
$125
plus tax?
I thought it was $150.
To tattoo.
$125 plus tax. It was like $140 after tax.
Okay. He didn't even tattoo. Ask. He just spent my money.
He got a trash to cash on his upper inner thigh right by the fig and berries.
But he forgot to write podcast.
He didn't put podcast. That's true.
So it was kind of self-serving. Like, he does turn trash into cash on his Whatnot show every week. So it was more like he just got a tattoo for himself. If he had put in podcast, I mean, Chris, we're requesting
true.
You add podcast.
We want a refund. Contact Whatnot.
We want a refund, or we want the word podcast on there. Like, it's really high on the upper inner thigh, too.
Yeah,
it's... And I'm watching his stream, and I was like, hey, can you show the tattoo? And he's like, sure. It's a little dry, though. Let me wet it. And he's selling from the bins, Kerry. He licks his hand. And then rubs the open wound from the... I'm like, Kerry would die if he had to do this. Like, he would freak out. I was like, dude, you just got, like, hep A through Z. Oh, yeah. Like, you've got them all. Congratulations. You don't lick
the good
your hands
thing about
at the bins.
That, though, is the second you get in the bins, you get those. Because they're all airborne at the bins.
Airbone.
They're all airbone.
Isn't that like a MLM, like, makeup company?
Airbone.
Oh, I've sold some of that before.
Can you sell that, or is it like, will you get in trouble?
Is it MLM, and MLM's like Dibbed It, right? Am I correct?
Yes. Similar to Dibbed It, except
I'm joking. That's not what that is.
That is funny. Listen, hey, Dave, I got something for you. I had an NES console. That was all. Nothing but an NES console. I sold on Whatnot the other day, $10 plus shipping. I got $19 for it on Dibbed It today.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm just saying.
It's like leaving them hanging there.
Hey, speaking of Dibbed It, you two clowns missed a meeting today. I'm the only person who showed up.
I thought
up.
It was supposed it to be too. In 2 weeks, wasn't it? It was supposed to be every other week.
Yeah.
Didn't we do it last week?
Wasn't that last week?
Yeah, we don't need to.
That's
it's
right.
Next week, bro.
I haven't
you don't even know. You don't even know when our meetings are.
He did, to be fair, send us an invite for the 17th.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I can't wait to be in another meeting with Dave where he's aggressively trying to end it the whole time.
Yeah.
Speaking of, would you guys like to sell now? I would like to. I'm still, the offer is there. I'll give you $1 a piece for your share because it's good. Yeah, $1. Well, I'll give Dave more because he did a lot more work at the beginning. Carrie's doing something, y'all.
Yeah.
He's offering a breaker box.
Exactly.
Just go there, make $1 offer.
All you have to do is go on Dibbed
It. A breaker box for $1.
And I'll add this to my story too. So you'll see it after this podcast. You can go on my story on Instagram. You just put an offer in for $1. And then I'm going to go live, I think, Wednesday night, and I'm going to pick, using random.org, one of the people to accept their $1 offer. It's like a
I'm in there.
It's like a $35, $40 box, and the shit will be shipped.
You can't
free
win
shipping.
It, Kevin.
Kevin, you
Why can't. Not?
If you win, it's going to look terrible, Kevin.
If I win it, I'll give it away. Actually, if I win, just run it again.
But then why are you even in it?
I don't know. It's
we got a comment. We got a comment from Paul Armitage. Paul Armitage. 1230.
Yes, I know that name.
On Trash to Cash, right? And it said, "Sorry guys, I only lasted 20 minutes. Not funny or informative. Kevin, stick to your show."
Yeah. Ooh, where was this at? Where did he go?
On Trash to Cash. It was Paul Armitage comments.
Okay, he's a supporter.
What I would say is, Paul, screw you.
You know, first off, Paul, that hurts
Cali
my feelings.
Modern Toys.
That hurts my feelings.
Cali Modern Toys said, agreed. American Bubble Boy tape sucks. Definitely one of the worst tapes I've ever used, but their bubble wrap is amazing. Guess that's why they aren't American Tape Boy.
They're not even American Tape Boy. It's my go-to tape.
And then,
it's not even the same thing.
One of my favorite from Long Board Love 2, Kerry is poor.
A objectively, objectively. You compare me to the Sultan of Brunei or whatever below me. Yes, I'm poor.
We're all poor. Gosh. We're all poor. Hey, I did the impossible, y'all. I just sold a yearbook on eBay.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Was it one of yours?
Cincinnati Picker over here.
Was it, oh, my gosh.
The 46?
Brutal. 30% off. 1961 Myers Park High School, Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's one that's
shipping.
Always been hard to understand, like that was such a big deal, because they're so specific to the year and the random high school. They're
who's in it? Who's in it is what makes them sense. Sellers.
It makes sense if like American Arbitrage is in it or something, but if it's not,
That would be cool. That would be cool. I need to find like yearbooks from
Davis High
and post it.
1999 through 2002.
ADH Dave is in this yearbook. $30.
Could you imagine the amount of poop? We could make fun
of. But you're not famous.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not
true.
Famous.
The puka
Dave.
Shells.
Did I tell you? Oh, I get to brag. At $129.05, I'm getting my green beer for St. Patrick's Day, and the bartender freaked out and had to turn around, and we took a selfie. Wow. That's when you know you made it. Right?
Was that from the swinging, or is that from your channel?
Maybe
it's
both.
It's from his foot sign.
I know those nipples from anywhere.
I have one more.
And
I have one more.
It sucked
because
I had to give him a higher tip because I'm like, this dude's going to slam me. All right.
Do you think he does that to everybody,
from
Kevin?
My latest. This one's from my personal
That'd
video.
Be good.
From Quisp Lover 4577.
Your video?
Just a simple question. Yeah, my video. Just a simple question. Are you mentally challenged?
Well, how did you answer it? You didn't answer
it. I didn't. It's actually, I'm finding these in my held for reviews. I've never even seen
just,
them.
I delete that one.
I'm just treating myself to a little verbal abuse.
Well, what's the comment? Did you leave your shipping video up? I want to know those comments.
You should see the comments on my.
I don't ever leave live.
You should see the comments from my card video that I did. The one where I got all those cards from the guy at the junk in the trunk.
Yeah,
everybody, because he was this dude was the best.
He was high as a
cat. And he was smoking a cig the whole time. Yeah. He was, and people are just like, they're going.
What are they saying?
They're saying everybody's like, all those cards are stolen. All of them are stolen. I'm like, dude,
I don't think
because they were so specific and they were low end stuff. Yeah. It's stuff that he collected and he was getting rid of. And I kind of was deleting a lot of them because they were bugging me. I'm like, the guy's out there hustling, making some money. Quit being dicks to him, you know?
Yeah, I don't think.
Mean what?
He seemed like
didn't cuss on this show.
Oh, what? I didn't. Did
come
I cuss?
On, Carrie.
I said you... pricks.
Oh, okay. He said I buy chit.
Oh.
Oh yeah, he does buy that.
It's true.
Yep. All right.